Okay. So we're talking about inyan kinyanim in Perek Hazov. So the first kinyan which I'd like to talk about is kinyan chalipa. The Gemara in Daf Mem Hayom and Bey is in Bav Metzia writes this itmar Rav Levi. It was Machlokas Rav and Levi. Chad Amar Matbea Nasa Chalifin. The Chad Amar Ein Matbea Nasa Chalifin. Machlokas Amaroyim whether a matbea, whether a coin, can be the object for chalipin. We know chalipin means that you give something to someone else, right? And a kinyan takes place as a result of that. Take, for example, a chosan at a chosan's tish. He obligates himself for all of the chiyuvim of the marriage, and the rav represents the kala. He gives a handkerchief or a pen or some kind of object to the chosan, and the chosan is mekabel kinyan, so to speak. He accepts the kinyan, he accepts the sudar, he accepts the pen, and by doing that, he obligates himself for everything that the rav told him that he has to obligate himself, right? All the monetary obligations and the other chiyuv that he has toward the kala. So there was a machlokas, Rav and Levi, whether a matbeya can be that object to do the kinyan chalipin. Can I only use a kli? Can I only use a handkerchief, a sudar, or a pen, or something like that? Or can I use a matbeya as well? So Amar Rav Papa, my time of the matbeya, Amar ein matbeya nasa chalipin. Rav Papa wants to explain the day that holds that matbeya can't do chalipin. Mishum dedayat yatzirasa v'tzirasa avida debatla. Rav Papa says that the Mada Amar who holds that matbeya can't be used for chalipin, that's because the individual is daitei atzurasa. His intention is for the stamp on the matbeya, not for the actual coin, but for the stamp under the impression of the coin, the form of the coin. And coins change. The form can change. The government can decide to change what form they're going to have on the coin. So because they can change that, it's avida debatla. So therefore, it's not a davar choshev. It's not a davar choshev. Therefore, what? Azma, what does it matter? So Rashi explains that since the melech can be posel the matbeya, therefore the coin is a davar shenem asuyim. It's not a complete item. It's only a partial item. Since it says in the pasuk now, therefore we're memai, we exclude a davar shenem asuyim, something which is not full. What does that mean now? So we know that the mokar for kinyan chalipin is from a pasuk in Sefer Rus, that when Boaz was being Kona, the Sada from Ploni Almoni, he made a kinyan chalipin. It says, V'zos lefana b'yisrael al ha-geulav yalatmur l'kayim kol davar, sholof ishnalo v'nosan l're'ehu, v'zos ha-te'udu b'yisrael. Sholof ishnalo. You take off a shoe, you give it to the other person, and that does the kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara excludes davar shenem asuyim from the word na'al, since it says sholof ishnalo. The impression is that it has to be a nal or something which is dumya than nal. It doesn't have to just be a shoe. It could be something else that's similar to a nal. But it can't be a davar shenem asuyim. It can't be a partial item, a chatzi davar, so to speak. It has to be a davar shalom. So Rashi interprets that Rav Papa means to explain the man da'amah that ein matbeya nasa chalifin, that matbeya is a davar shenem asuyim. It's not a complete item. And that's why it can't do the chalifin. The Rashba is quoted by the Shita Mekubetz as giving a different reason. Not because it's not a davar she'en b'suyam, but rather because matbeya is a davar she'en b'gufo mamon. It's not really of intrinsic value. It's less be mamosha. It doesn't have physical mamoshes to it. It's a davar she'en b'mamosh. It's like a svara. I mean, I guess you could say it's also not similar to nal. Nal is a davar she'esh b'mamosh. A nal, a shoe, a kli is a davar she'esh b'mamosh. So since daite atzuras v'tzuras avida debatla, matbeya is viewed as something which is ein b'mamish. That's the Rashba's pshat. But either way you slice it, Rav Papa is explaining the Madamer world matbeya ein onasa chalif, and that's because it's daite atzuras v'tzuras avida debatla. Either it's a davar she'en mesuyim as Rashi has, or the Rashba says it's a davar she'en b'mamish. So therefore it's not dumi denal, and that's why it can't be used as the object to consummate the kinyan chalif. This is the first line of the Gemara. So then the Gemara continues a little bit later on. This is five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Papa, afilu lamanda amar ema pia nasa chalifin, mevet hud lo'ovi chalifin, aknuye miknu b'chalifin. Rav Papa adds another point, that there might be a machlokas Rav and Levi where the matbeya is nasa chalifin, but even the manda amar who says that matbeya can't be the object to do the chalifin, but matbeya can be nikta b'chalifin, it can be acquired to chalifin. If you use a sudu, you use something else that dumya denal, then the matbeya can be nikta b'chalifin. How so? Says Zok Rav Papa, midi dehava pera l'Rav Nachman. similar to Peiro, Saliba de Rav Nachman. Peiro de Rav Nachman, la bafagav de inu lo avi chalifin, aknuye miknu b'chalifin, tivanami lo shna. Rav Nachman is of the opinion that Peiros can't be the object to do the king of chalifin either, because he says it's not dumya denal, a pri is not dumya denal, it's not a kli. But nevertheless, he holds that Peiros can be niknu b'chalifin, they can be acquired through chalifin. They can't be the object to do the Kinyan Chalifin, but they can be acquired through the Kinyan Chalifin. So similarly, Matbeya, even the Madamar, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalifin, the Matbeya can be Nikneh B'Chalifin. That's what Rav Papa suggested. So first he suggests a Svara for the Madamar, Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalifin, but then he points out that even according to that Deya, that Ein Matbeya Nasa Chalifin, the Matbeya can be Nikneh B'Chalifin, it can be acquired through Chalifin. So that gets the Gemara rolling. Meisrei, the Gemara asks Akasha, is that really true? That even the Mandamar, Ema Be'a Nasa Chalifin, it can be Nikta B'Chalifin? But we have a Mishnah in Mesechta Meisr Sheni. Mishnah says like this, Hayomi Begorin Ve'im B'yad Amos. Let's say someone is in a granary, he doesn't have any money, and he wants to be Poda Meisr Sheni. Right? We know that Meisr Sheni, the fruits of Meisr Sheni, you have to take it up to the Beis HaMikdash, up to Yerushalayim, not just to the Beis HaMikdash, but throughout Yerushalayim, you can eat the Meisr Sheni. Well, let's say you have a lot of fruit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevarech you, he blessed you with a lot of fruit. So what do? You poda the Meisr Sheni outside Yerushalayim, and then you bring up the money, and you buy things. You don't have to buy fruit in Yerushalayim. You can buy behemoths and bring them as karbonas shlomim, with the most Meisr Sheni. But you poda the Meisr Sheni outside Yerushalayim, in your granary, in your field. Now, the best way to be poda Meisr Sheni, if you don't want to have to use too much money, is to actually be poda on someone else's Meisr Sheni, not on your own. If you poda on your own Meisr Sheni, there's a requirement to add something. How much? To add a chomesh, to add a fifth, right? The pasuk says, "Im go'ol yigal ish mimasro chamishi so yosef alof." Rashi quotes the pasuk, a shortened version of the pasuk. If someone redeems his own Meisr Sheni, so then he has to add a fifth. So of course, it's better to redeem someone else's Meisr Sheni. Yeah, but you want to redeem your own, so what do you do? So either be makna the kesef, be makna the mo'os to someone else and have him be poda the Meisr Sheni, or be makna the peiros to the other individual, and you use your own money, but it's not your peiros anymore. So if you give a matona, you give the peiros a matona to someone else, so then you're being poda as someone else's Meisr Sheni. It's a harama, it is a trick, it's like mechiras chametz, right? It's a trick, but the Torah allows you to do that. That as long as the Meisr Sheni doesn't belong to the person who's using the most to be part of the Meisr Sheni, then he doesn't have to add a fifth. So that's what this individual in the Mishnah in Meisr Sheni wants to do. He wants to make sure that the Mo'os and the Peros are not going to be owned by the same person. So what does he do? So if he has the Mo'os there, so then he could just give the Mo'os to his friend and then let his friend be poder his Peros. Meaning if Reuven has Mo'os and Peros, so he can give the Mo'os to Shimon and let Shimon be poder the Peros of Reuven. But let's say he doesn't have the mos. Haya omi begorin ve'im biyada mos. Omi lachavero harei peros halalu nesunim lachav matana. He gives the peros, the matana, to his friend. The chozava omer harei mechalolim al mos sheyesh li bebayis. And then he's poda on the mos that he has in his home. So, vaita, once again, the peros and the mos are not going to be owned by the same person. The peros are owned by the other individual, by Shimon. And Reuven is not going to be poda on the mos that he has in his own home. The mo'os are his, the peros belong to the other guy because he gave them the matana, so therefore he's not going to have to add the fifth. Okay, that's the Mishnah in Meisr Sheni. So now the Gemara gets cracked. Taima de ein biyado mo'os, clearly, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you don't have any mo'os with you. If he does have the mo'os, then he can be makna the mo'os to Shimon. He can be makna the mo'os to someone else. And Shimon will then redeem the Meisr Sheni, the Hachi Adif, and that is good, the Havalei Nochi, because then he's a Nochi, not a guy. Then he's a different person than the one who owns the Peros. Right? So it sounds from the Mishnah that if Reuven had the Mo'os with him in the Goren, he could just be Makta the Mo'os to his friend and let the friend be Poder Reuven's Peros. The Iyamit Matbeya Nikna B'Chalifin, if you hold that Matbeya can be Nikna B'Chalifin, again, not Nasa Chalifin. Rav and Levi had a machlokas whether Matbeya is Nasa Chalifin. Rav Papa said that even Lamanda Amar ain't Matbeya Nasa Chalifin, but Matbeya can be Nikta B'Chalifin. So if you hold that Matbeya can be Nikta B'Chalifin, it can be acquired through the Chalifin. Niknu Le'mos L'Haich Adav Sudar. So why should it matter whether he has the Mos with him in the Goren or not? Let him be Makta the Mos. Why does the Mishnah say that he should be Makta the Peiros V'Matana? Let him be Makta the Mos that he has in his home. to the other individual, agav suder. He must have a suder on him, right? He has a handkerchief or a pen or a shirt or a pair of pants or something or a shoe, right? He must have something there. So why shouldn't he be makna the ma'os b'chalipin? Be makna b'chalipin. He'll give the suder to the other individual, or he'll give a suder to you, either one, whether b'kelev shel makna, b'kelev shel kona, we'll discuss that, exactly whose kelim we use for chalipin. But let's say poshut, let's say it's the kelev shel kona, so if he wants to be makna the ma'os to the other guy, to Shimon, so let Shimon give a suder, let him give some kind of a kli to Reuven, and then Reuven is going to be makna the ma'os to him. So why do you have to give the parents for matana? And that's a very strange thing. That to give the parents for matana, it's a strange kind of idea. Just do poshut. Just be makna the ma'os to the other individual. And then he'll be poda, the ma'isa sheni, with ma'os that belong to him. But the parents don't belong to him. It should be simple. So says the Gemara, the less le suda. It must be to other case where he doesn't have the suda. So that's why the trick of the Mishnah is to do it in the other direction. To be makne the Paris matana, and then Reuven is going to be poda the Paris that no longer belong to him with his own ma'os. Frag the Gemara v'nekninu niale agav karka. There are other kinyana besides chalifin. There's kinyan agav too. So let him be makne agav karka. Be makne the ma'os. Why do you say give the Paris matana? Be makne the ma'os. Agav karka. The less like karka. No. We told him he doesn't have karka, so he can't be makne agav karka. Agav means that you're makna the karka, and agav, through the karka, you're makna the most, or you're makna the metadlin too. So Gemara says, we're talking about a case where he doesn't have karka, so he can't be makna the most, agav karka, so that's why he wants to do mashicha. He can't do mashicha on most that are not here. That's why he says, you know, give the peris b'matana. Give the peris b'matana to the other individual, and then he'll be able to be pulled to the ma'isa sheni, that doesn't belong to him with his own mos. Either ha'omi begorin katoni frakta gemara. It says omi begorin. Gorin is karka, so he does have karka. No, begorin she'ena shalom. So gorin she'ena shalom, it doesn't belong to him. Okay, so the gemara has, you know, conjured up a situation where he doesn't have any other kinyan that he could possibly do, and that's why he wants to give the peris matana and not give the matbeya, not be makna the matbeya to the other individual. What, the Mitan of the Mishnah gave us this strange case of a Gavra Artiloi, a naked person, meaning he has nothing on him. Literally, he doesn't have any clothing on. If he has clothing, he should take off his shirt, take off his shoe, take off his socks, something. Something. Yarmulke? I mean, something. He must have yarmulke. The Tan of the Mishnah is talking about a case where this guy has mamish, not wearing anything? That can't be that he doesn't have anything. He must have something on him. If he has something, so he should be makne the most b'chalipin. Even if you hold that ein mabe anasa chalipin, but everyone should admit, Rav Papa holds, everyone admits that mabe is nikne b'chalipin, so why shouldn't he be makne the most b'chalipin? It must be that ein mabe nikne b'chalipin. The taka, if you hold it, my bear nasa chalifin, my bear can't be nikta b'chalifin either. And the Gemara continues that in fact, Rav Papa was chosebo, even he was chosebo, and he said that if you hold my bear nasa chalifin, it's not going to be nikta b'chalifin either. So this Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni proves that ain't my bear nikta b'chalifin. Ain't my bear nikta b'chalifin. Okay? So that's the give and take of the Mishnah. The give and take of the Gemara. So this Gemara got a lot of Rishonim rolling. You know, the Gemara is thinking of different scenarios, different kinyanim that the person could do. It's a complicated Gemara. Once you get the Mishnah, you know, you have to get the Mishnah down pat and know exactly what the Gemara is talking about, which kinyanim. Once all the dust settles, you see clearly that this Gemara is trying to think of a situation. What is the situation? What kind of kinyanim could the person possibly have used over here? So the first suggestion of the Gemara is that he should have used chalifin. We try to figure out if it's possible. I could have used chalifin, could he not have used chalifin? So the Gemara basically says, before it rejects that possibility, the Gemara says, you must be talking about that he didn't have a suda. He didn't have a suda. Because if he had a suda, avada, he should be makna the mos b'chalifin. So the Rosh immediately jumps on this, and he says, Rabbeinu Tam was medaktek from this Gemara, that you see the chalipin does not require edim. You don't need edim kiyum on chalipin. The Tosis Arosh right here, Alasar, the Lesley Suder, Mikan Medaktik, Rabbeinu Tam, the Kinyan Mora below edim. Rabbeinu Tam was Medaktik from Agimara that you don't need edim kiyum on Kinyan. Stam Kinyan in the Rishonim always means chalipin. The Rambam, the Rosh, Kinyan always means the Gemara too. Kinyan, Stam Kinyan just means Suder. That's the simplest way of doing a Kinyan. Kinyan means Suder. Rabbeinu Tam was medakdeg that Kinyan Suder can work even without Eidim. With Lomashani, the Ein Sham Eidim, because we don't answer in the Gemara, the reason why he didn't use a Suder is because there are no Eidim here. We say, Lesley Suder. It sounds like if he did have a Suder, he would have used, he would have been marked at the most Bechalifin. Rabbeinu Tam says, you see from here that you don't need Eidim. Because if you needed Eidim, you had a simple answer. Maybe Yidaka does have a Suder. He's not a Gavra Artiloi. Right? He's not a person who has nothing on him. But even if he has something on him, it's not going to help. Because if there are no edim, it's not going to work. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, obviously, the Kinyan does not require edim. There's no need to have edekiyum. I keep on using this phrase, edekiyum. I think we've discussed this before. You know, there are two types of edim. There's what we call edebirur, and then there's edekiyum. Edebirur means edim to clarify what the truth is. Those are edim who come to Bezdin. If there's an argument, so then they come to Bezdin and they clarify what the truth is. Edekiyum are edim that are needed at the Maisa itself in order to be Mekayim the Maisa. Ein Dov Sheba'er Pachas Mishnayim, for instance, right? So, Kiddushin, even if the woman and the man admit to the fact that there was a Kiddushin, he gave her the ring and he said the magic words, it doesn't matter. If there are no edim, even if they're Moda, we don't say Hodorach Valdin Kamei Edim Dami by Gittin the Kiddushin. So that's true by Kiddushin, it's true by Gittin as well. You need Edim on the Gittin. It could be even if you have Edim signed in the get, you still need Edim Mesira. You need Edim on the Mesira of the get, on the transfer of the get from husband to wife, because Ein Dav Shaver Parchas Mishnayim. So you need Edim Kiyum. Rabbi Natam says, but Chalipin is not like that. You don't need Edim Kiyum by Chalipin. Because if you were to need Edim Kiyum by Chalipin, then the Gemara has a simple answer. Right? It could have said he really did have a Suda, but there were no Edim. So there were no Edim. That's why he couldn't do Chalipin. Fact that the Rosh, v'hod ha'on b'cheska sabat and kinyin b'fnei shnayim v'ein tzorach lom raksovu. What does that mean? The Gemara in Bava Basra has a number of different rules on daf mem. Different things that have to be done before shnayim. Modo b'fnei shnayim, modo b'fnei shnayim. So the Gemara says, kinyin b'fnei shnayim v'ein tzorach lom raksovu. A kinyin suder is in front of two people, and you don't have to say ksovu. You don't have to say, write down, write me a shtar raya, that this kinyin took place. There's no need to say ksovu. Even if the makne doesn't say ksovu, the edim kinyin b'fnei shnayim. The edim can write down, can write a shtar raya that the makne did this kinyin suder with the kona. The kona gave his handkerchief, and the makne was makne him the karka or the metaltlin through that kinyin. What does that mean? Ein tzorach lom ksovu. The Gemara fills us in a little bit later. V'hacha time amai, the enot zorach lomaksovu, mishim estam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. A stam kinyan, it's understood that if a person is doing a kinyan suda, that's a very good kinyan. Right? Normally it could be makne karka, it could be kone karka, b'keser shtar b'chazaka, but kinyan, chalipin is a very strong kinyan, so the fact that he wants to be makne to him b'chalipin, he wants it to go to him immediately. Chazaka, he's got to null other parts, he has to fix up the field, it takes time to do that. Chalipin, you know, is a immediate kinyan, right? It ends the kinyan immediately. It makes the kinyan bichal immediately. So the Rashbam explains, if a person does a kinyan chalipin, to be makna karko, or to be makna anything, it sounds like he wants to be miyapa koach hakone. He wants him to be kone even more quickly. So he wants him to be kone more quickly. We understand that he wants a shtar to be written as well, so that the kone can have a raya, he can have a proof that the kinyan actually took place. So says the Rosh, what do you see from that Gemara? Gemara in Bava Basra, Cheska Sabatim, it says Kinyan b'fnei shnayim. So it sounds like Kinyan Suder has to be in front of two people, against Rabbi Nutam's Raya from our Gemara in Bava Metzion, Memvav. So the Rosh says, no. How do I know b'cheska sabatim, Kinyan b'fnei shnayim, v'ein tzorach lom raksovu? Lav mishum shelo yoil below Eidim. It's not that you need, it's not Kinyan b'fnei shnayim, Kinyan must be, tzorich shnayim. No, elamishim deboy lememar ain't tzorach lomar ksovu noka b'fnei shnayim. The Gemara wants to tell you a chiddush that if you were to do a kinyan, if you did kinyan suder in front of two edim, you don't have to have a separate expression of the das hamischayev of the Das HaMakne in order to write a shtar. Normally, to write a shtar, you need the express consent of the individual who's going to be mischayev as a result of the shtar. So the Makne is going to give over his karka as a result of the shtar. He has to give you an expression of his Das. He has to tell you, I want you to write the shtar. He has to tell the two Edim. The Chiddush of the Gemara in Bava Basra is that it's understood, if he does the Kinyan Sudr, Bifnei Shnayim, it's understood that he wants them to write the Shtar. Stam Kinyan Leksiva Omeid, it's understood that he wants them to write a Shtar, and they don't need another expression of his Das in order to write the Shtar. But you don't have to do a Kinyan in front of Shnayim. The Gemara is just saying, if you did do the Kinyan in front of two people, there's no need to have a separate expression of the Das HaMakna in order to write the Shtar. But you don't have to do the Kinyan in front of Shtayim. If you don't do the Kinyan in front of Shtayim, then you won't be able to write a Shtar. The Chiddush of the Gemara is not that Kinyan has to be Bifnei Shtayim, but rather, if it is Bifnei Shtayim, then you don't have to have a separate expression of his Das in order to write the Shtar. Okay. And then the Rosh just points out that there are those who are Docha, V'yesh Docha, and the Hocha Ari Be'omid Be'goren, Stam Goren Yesham B'nei Adam Harbein. He says maybe the reason why the Gemara didn't say that we're talking about a situation where you didn't have Edom is because it's ridiculous. I mean, how can there not be Edom? A Goren is a public area. The granary, there were lots of people helping out. Mistama, there were people there. That's this very strange idea. Yeah. If you're talking about a guy who's not wearing anything, why would he want anyone to be this? I'm not sure that that's so convincing.
That,
yeah.
That answers the question that if you were going to a public place, there were people there. Wouldn't that defeat the Gemara? Says, oh, he was only Begorin. He was in Goren. He had Karga.
Right.
If it's a public place, it's not...
No. Public place means there are a lot of people in the Goren. It's not a private area
his
because...
His Karga, then.
I'm sorry?
If it was his Karga, then there...
No, whether it's his karka or not his karka, no matter whose karka it is, but it's pretty common for there to be people in the Goren, apparently. That is strange. If it's so common to have people in the Goren, so why is the guy walking around with no clothing on? It's a little interesting.
It means
literally Moshe Artiloi sounds like he doesn't... I mean, if he has anything on... I guess you're saying he has to... Okay, he's going to be covered. He's not going to be naked, literally. He's going to be covered, but the point is he doesn't have anything...
He
doesn't have a shirt. Sorry?
I thought he's a property. There's nothing like...
No, artiloi means he's not wearing anything. That means he's not wearing a shirt. If he's wearing a shirt, he can take off his shirt.
As a suit or something?
Yeah, for sure. He can take off his shirt. Or if he's not wearing shoes either. He can take off his shoes. Right? I think they did chalipin with the shoe once upon a time. Right? Right? That's the mocker chalipin. Right? Right? Don't forget. So if he's wearing shoes... I mean, come on, he's in a granary.
Right.
Nothing? No socks, no shoes, no sneakers. I mean, he doesn't have to wear shoes. Okay, fine, he doesn't have to wear fancy shoes. But nothing? It's really pillay ploy. Okay, so the Rosh goes back and forth with different rayas. Does it have to be Bifnei Shtayim or not? Rabbeinu Tam holds it doesn't have to be Bifnei Shtayim. But then the Rosh, gives us the kicker. Right? What's the kicker? Avol nirali says the Rosh, the ain't tzarich raya. He can give rayas back and forth. Bav mitziyim mem vav, bav basu daf mem. I can give you rayas. We can pilpul back and forth. Right? From dawn to dusk. He says, but who needs a raya? It's a svar pshuta. The maishna kinyan chalifin mikinyan hagbo umeshicha umesira v'chazaka. The kulhu lobo edim hecha demololo. Every kinyan under the book does not require edim. We never had anyone saying that you need edim for a kinyan hagbo or a kinyan meshicha or a kinyan chazaka or a kinyan mesira. No other kinyan requires edim. So why would I think chalifin requires edim? Maishna chalifin from every other kinyan, says the Rosh. I don't need a raya to tell me that Chalifin doesn't require Edekiyim. No Kinyan requires Edekiyim. We never had a Gemara saying that other Kinyan require Edekiyim. So if other Kinyan don't require Edekiyim, why should Chalifin require Edekiyim? Adkan Dvarf. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Kinyan Sudu doesn't require Edim. And he brings a Raya. The Rosh pilples back and forth with Bava Basra. But the Rosh in the end says it's a Davar Poshet. Rabbeinu Tam is right. Of course Chalifin doesn't require Edim. Because Maishna from any other Kenyan, we never find any other Kenyan requires Edim, so why should Chalifin require Edim? And that's where he leaves it. The Rosh paskins that Chalifin doesn't require Edekiyum, just like every other king. That's how the Rambam paskins as well. The Rambam, in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Choftes, Perek Hey. Ram says the same as the Rosh, basically. Zeha kinyan ain't tzarech lios b'fnei edim. Elim Haya Beino Levein Chaver Kana Beino Levein Atzmo Beino Levein Chavero is good enough. Shlo Hatzricha Torah Edim Medine Mamonas Ela LeKofer. The Torah required two Edim Medine Mamonas only for someone who's Kofer, meaning for Birur Hadavar. Aval HaMocher O HaNosin O HaSocher O HaMashal Chayotzeh Behen Ein Tzorach Edim. The Rambam says that Chalivin does not require Edim. And now he invokes the svar of the Rosh. V'kevan shekona hakona b'derech echad min adirachim shekona b'hem bein ba'agva, bein b'mashicha, bein b'mesira, bein b'kini, bein b'kesev, bein b'shtar, bein b'chazaka, kona. The Rambam says, as long as he did one of the ma'isa kinyan, he did some kind of kinyan, that's enough. Even without Edim. V'avu b'she'en sham Edim, even if there are no Edim there. So the Rambam is invoking the svar of the Rosh, that we never find any other kinyan that requires Edim, so why should Chalifim require Edim? He starts off with the Chalifim, but then he gets to all other kinyanim. It's really the same thing, but kula b'chada machta machtina. Why should I distinguish between them? Zokta Ravid, Amar Avram, ein akol modin b'kinyan. The Ravid argues, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh and the Rambam, they all seem to say the Chalifim does not require Eidei Kiyam, just like every other kinyan. And the Ravid says, not so poshut. Some people disagree. Some people say that kinyan Chalifim actually does require Eidei Kiyam in order to shaft the kinyan. So the Magen Mishnah explains what's the mocha for that shita. Not the Gemara Bav Metzia. The Gemara Bav Metzia is a riot to the Rambam, like Rabbeinu Tam pointed out. So what's the mocha for the Ravid? The Gemara Bav Avaster on that man. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim. The fact that the Gemara Bav Avaster says kinyan b'fnei shnayim, so that's what prompted the Ravid to say that kinyan chalifin requires eidim. Ein hakol modim b'kinyan. It's an interesting loshen. Is he just saying some people disagree, or is he saying I disagree? The Pshuto, the Ravid himself disagrees. He's saying not everyone agrees by Kinyan Chalifin, and I agree with these other people. If not, so why would he mention it if he agrees with the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah points out that the Gemaras could be Machlokas Hasugyas, right? The different Gemaras. There are different sources. The Gemara in Bava Metzia seems to be a Raya that Kinyan Chalifin does not require in the Kiyam. The Gemara in Bava Basra seems to be a Raya Farkaret, but as we pointed out, it's not necessarily such a Raya. The Rosh himself was Docha. The Rosh says that the Chiddush of the Gemara Bava Basra could be not that Kinyan b'fnei shnayim, but rather Ein Tzorach Lomar Ksovu. That if you do it b'fnei shnayim, then there's no need to have a separate expression of the Das of the Machna in order to be able to write the Shtar. Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Omed. That even if you don't have an express permission from the Machna, you'll still be able to write the Shtar. It's not such a Raya Machrachas, the Ravid's Raya from Bava Basra. But that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam and the Ravid, they have a machlokas in Ilchus Mechira Perakei Alachates, whether Kinyan Chalifin requires Edom or does not require Edom. What's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid? And specifically, how is the Ravid going to address the Rosh's question, Mesvara? Leaving the text out, leaving the different rayas from the Gemara. It could be Docha, some of those rayas. But what's the Ravid going to do with the Rosh's question from Svara? Rosh's question is a good kasha. We never find that any other kinyan should require a dekiyam to shaft the kinyan, as we would say, to make the kinyan take effect. So why should Chalifin be any different? So the Rav explained that maybe the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid relates to the nature of kinyan Chalifin. How does kinyan Chalifin function? You could understand kinyan Chalifin in one of two ways. The Birka Shmuel has a little bit of this. The Birka Shmuel in Bav Metzi and Simen Yud quotes Reb Chaim saying something similar. You could understand Kinyan Chalifin in one of two ways. Either that Kinyan Chalifin works through a formal act. The transfer of the Kli is a formal act that demonstrates the change of ownership that takes effect as a result of the Kinyan. It's a Maisa Kinyan. It's just like Kinyan Kesef, let's say. Right? In the case of Kinyan Kesef, if you transfer money, you transfer currency, this is something that could be the beginning of a piron, it could be the beginning of payment, but it doesn't have to be the beginning of payment. It's a ma'isa kinyan, according to many achronim, we'll have to address this in the future, mitzvah Hashem, according to many achronim, kinyan kesef works even if the first dollar that you give, you just give a dollar, you're not giving the full payment. Let's say something is worth $100. So by giving a dollar, you effectuate the kinyan, even if that dollar is not the beginning of the payment. You might still have a chiyuv to give a full $100. But by giving the currency, by giving the money, which could be the beginning of a piraon, that's a formal act. It's a formal act that transfers ownership from the makna to the kohen. So you could say the same thing in the case of Chalifin. That Chalifin is a formal kenyan. It's a formal ma'isa kenyan that demonstrates havaras bailus, that demonstrates the transfer of bailus from the makta to the kohen. How does it demonstrate it? Well, the object is a davar choshev, right? It's a davar choshev. So by transferring from one to the other, you transfer something. Let's say that you need kalev shel kohen. So the kohen gives an object to the makna, and that's a symbolic gesture, right? That demonstrates a transfer of bialos. He gives something to the makna, and the makna gives something to him. So you could look at chalifin as being a ma'isa kenyan, no different than any other ma'isa kenyan. We have hagbah, we have mashicha. Hagbah means I pick up the object, metaltlin. Mashicha means I move the movable object. I draw it to myself. Kesef is that I give money, I give currency that could serve as the beginning of Piran. So Khalif, and also I'm giving an object. It's a Dover Choshev. I can do Malacha with this object. Right? So I'm giving a Dover Choshev to the Makna, and he in turn is giving me something that I can acquire. So you could say that Khalif is just a Maisa Kenyan. It's a Maisa Kenyan which demonstrates a transfer of ownership from the Makna to the Kohen. But there's another way to look at Khalifin. And that is that maybe the key in Khalifin is not a Maisa Kenyan at all. In most Kenyanim, the Taka is a Maisa Kenyan, and there's Das Kenyan. We spoke about this. Normally you have a Maisa Kenyan, but there's also a necessity to have an expression of Das, not a literal expression, but you have to have consent on the part of the Makna. If there is no Makna, so the Kona has to have Das to be Kona. Some guy's plowing, remember that? You're plowing in the field of the ger. The ger is who died and doesn't have Yarshim. That's like Nichse Hefker. So if he's plowing in that field and thinks it's his own, he's not going to be Kona because there's no Das Kenyan. So the Kona has to have Das to be Kona. He has to do a Maisen, he has to have Das. So you could have said, like the first approach, the Khalifin is like every other Kenyan, where you have a Maisa, you have a Hagbah, you have a Mashicha, you have a transfer of Kesef, you have a Khalifin. You have a Maisa Kenyan, and you also have Das Kenyan. But the other way to look at it is that now, Khalifin really is very different than the other Kenyanim. All the other Kenyanim, I have a Maisa Kenyan in addition to the Das Kenyan. Khalifin, it could be that the nature of Kenyan Khalifin is that the Das is simply there to, the Maisa is simply there to express the Das. Khalifin is what we would call, Rabbi Shachar likes to call it, Hakno Midas. It's a Kenyan Das. The whole Kenyan really is a kinyan of Das. The purpose of the action is simply to express that Das. And why should I say that? Well, because Khalifin has two very notable exceptions. There are two notable exceptions about Khalifin, two differences between Khalifin and Kesef. What are those two differences? So first of all, the most noteworthy exception about Kinyan Khalifin is the Gemara later on, and that Mem Zayin says, Konin b'kli afal b'shein bo shavei pruta. You can be kone b'kli, you can do a kinyan sudr, even if the sudr is not worth anything. It has to be a kli. It can't be a davar shein b'suyim, it can't be half a kli. But afal b'shein bo shavei pruta, it doesn't have to be a shavei pruta. You can't do a kinyan kesef without a shavei pruta. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that kone b'kli, afal b'shein bo shavei pruta. That's the Shulchan Aruch I gave you. In Choshem Mishpat, Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, Siv Beis, ain kone mele b'kli, afal b'shein bo shavei pruta, it doesn't have to be worth a pruta. What's more, the normal case of kinyan sudur is what we call kini al manas lahaknas, that you're giving over the object to someone else, but he's going to give it back to you. You're only giving it over to him in order to effect the kinyan. It's a kinyan al manas lahaknas, so to speak. This is in the Ramah in Siv Dalet. Eina mocha yochol la'akev akli yolachto ktsaso. This is page 3. The mocher is not able to hold the kli, assuming that it's kelev shel kone. The kone is giving the sudur to the mocher. The mocher is not allowed to keep it. The stam kinyan amanas lahachzer akliu. The normal kinyan is amanas lahachzer akliu, giving it with the assumption that you're going to get it back. That's what happens at the chassan's tish. The rav gives the kli to the chassan, and the chassan, the rav gives the handkerchief or the yarmulke or the pen, and the chassan gives it back to him. He doesn't keep the object. That doesn't sound too much like kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef, even if you'll say that the dollar that you're giving is not going to be part of the piron, it's not part of the payment. You still have to pay the full $100. But it is an object that the Machna gets to keep. Chalif and the Machna doesn't get to keep it. It's Kniya Manas Lahasa, Manas Lahasa. It's a Matana Manas Lahasa, so to speak. You give it back. What's more, it doesn't have to be a Shavah Pruta. So there are exceptions in King and Khalifa. King and Khalifa is unique. So one could suggest that these are not simply exceptions to the rule. Basically, King and Khalifa is like Kenya and Kasef. Maybe these exceptions demonstrate that King and Khalifa is totally different. That the purpose of the transfer, the purpose of giving over the Suda, because it goes back to the Kona anyway, and it doesn't even have to be a Shavah Pruta, so what's the purpose of it? What's the goal? The goal is simply to demonstrate that there is Das. That there is consent for the king. And the Kenyan is Kol Kulo Das. It's entirely a Hakna'a Midas. It's a Kenyan of Das. It could be that Khalifan is not like any other Kenyan. It's completely a Kenyan of Das. Aye, but you have an action. It's not all in the mind. No, but that action is very insignificant. It's done with a kli that doesn't even have a Shavah Pruta. It's a Manas Lahachzir. So you can't say that that's really a Maisa Kinyan. It's not a Maisa Kinyan in the classical sense. The purpose of the Maisa is just a Tanai. The Maisa is a Tanai to express the Das. The Kinyan is Kol Kulo Das. So because Khalifan is a Haknami Das, maybe a Taka can function completely differently. It can function differently. It doesn't need the Shavah Pruta. It can be Amanas Lahachzir. Because the whole purpose of the Kinyan is just to express the Das. So it's just to express the Das, then even if it's not a Shavah Pruta, as long as it's a Kli, it's a Davar Chashiv, that should be enough in order to shaft the Kinyan, in order to make it work. And even if it's Amanas Lahachzir, that should also be enough in order to make it work. The Rav suggested that based on this Yisod, you can explain a Rambam. And then we'll pedal back to the Ravid. A Rambam in Ilchas Mechir. The Rambam in Ilchas Mechir, Perek Chavtes, Halacha Tes, is talking about Khalifin by a Khatan. By Khatan. Rambam says, Khatan Hayodea, B'tiv Maso Matan, Shein Lo Apachapa, Shein Asa V'Nasim Mutatla, Mitoa, etc. I'm sorry, that's Halacha Ches. Let's go to Tes. Chayinim Kono Miyad HaKhatan, O Hizkir Mokom, HaMatatla, Mechazabo, Lokona, Halokea, Shein Motzin, Midei HaKhatan Bedinim. The ain kinyan miyara katan klum. Oh, this is it. Ain kinyan miyara katan klum. Kinyan sudar with a katan is nothing. Meaningless, says the Rambam. You can't do a kinyan khalifin with a katan. Why? Sheha kinyan bishtar ve'ein o eidem chos min ela al shtar shal adam gadol. Says the Rambam, you know why you can't do a kinyan sudar with a katan? Because a kinyan bishtar. What does he mean a kinyan bishtar? Kinyan bifnei shtayim ve'ein tzarach lomar ksovu. The Kenyan is Bishtar, Stam Kenyan Luxiva Omeid, the Ein Ha'edim Chosun El Ashtar Shalom Gadol. The Edim can only sign on a Shtar of a Gadol. So if Stam Kenyan Luxiva Omeid, the Ein Ha'edim Chosun El Ashtar Shalom Gadol, you can't have a Kenyan Bekatan. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam puts two and two together. He says you can't have a Kenyan Khalifin by a Katan because a Kenyan Khalifin leads to Shtar, and the Edim are only Chosim Al Shtar Shaladam Gadol, so therefore you can't have a Kenyan Suder Bekatan. So Frekdeno Sekelim, the Magi Mishnah, what's the Ram saying? Hakinim Bishtar, it has to be Bishtar? So do the Kenyan Suder by a Katan without the Shtar. The Gemara in Bava Basra is just telling me that if I have Das HaMeschayiv, if I have an expression of Das in the Kenyan Suder, because it was done before Shtayim, I don't need a new expression in order to be able to write a Shtar. I can write a Shtar Raya because we assume that he wants, that the Machna wants us to write a Shtar. But I don't have to do the Kenyan before Shtayim. Why does the Rambam say, a Kenyan Mishtar? Kenyan has to be Mishtar, and therefore, since you can't have a Shtar with a Kotan, so therefore you can't have a Kenyan Khalif with a Kotan. What's the Rambam say? Zakhtar Chaim, Zakhtar Rav. What the Rambam had in mind is that from the din of shtar, you see something about Kenyan Khalifin. Just like you can't have a shtar by a katan, because a shtar requires das, a mischayev, it needs a pretty high level of das, an expression of awareness and intent and ratzon and willingness to write that shtar. That the mischayev is taka going to obligate himself as a result of that shtar, so I need a high level of das. Just like you can't have a shtar by a katan, because a katan is not a bar das, lav b'nei deyonin u'cher shot of a katan. They can have a lower level kavana, chalitza maybe they can do, but they can't. Anything that needs das, they can't do. Right? If a katan, a ktana can't acquire, mekachu memker, they can't be kiddushim in a Torah by a katan and a ktana. They don't have das. So if they don't have das, you can't make a shtar with a cup. Because a shtar requires das. And the two Edom can't be chosim on a shtar of a cotton. They can't see his das. No matter what he tells them, there's no understanding that he has real das over here. The Rambam is saying, just like you can't have a shtar by a cotton because he doesn't have das, so too you can't have kinyan by a cotton either. Because a kinyan sudah requires das. It requires a higher level of das because the whole kinyan is a haknoni das. So because the whole kinyan is a kinyan das, it's not just a maisa kinyan like hagbah and mashiach and kesef. No! The act, the mesiras ha-sudar is just a means. It's just a way of expressing the das makna. The kinyan is completely a kinyan das. So if it's completely a kinyan das, we understand why it's not going to work by a katan, because a katan is not a bar das. So that's what the Rambam is saying. Ha-kinyan b'shtar. Because kinyan has to have the potential for shtar, what you're saying is, you don't necessarily have to write the shtar. But the point is, a kinyan has to be done in such a way that if it's b'fnei shnayim, you could write the shtar immediately. Meaning, through the kinyan chalifin, you'll have a full expression of das. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is equating shtar and kinyan. Yeah, the purpose of the Gemara in Bava Basra is just to say that if you did it in front of shnayim, so then there's no need to have a separate expression of das. But the Gemara is saying more than that. The Gemara is saying that chalifin itself requires a higher level of das, and that's precisely why you don't need another expression of das in order to write the shtar. So if you can't have a shtar by a katan, you won't be able to have kinyan by a katan either. Not because every kinyan, you have to write a shtar on it. You don't have to write a shtar, but you have to have the potential to write the shtar. You have to have the potential to write a shtar whenever a kinyan chalifin is done. Why? Because chalifin requires a high level of das. So you'll always have the das to write the shtar. Right, so kinyan b'fnei shnayim ve'ein tzarich lo maksovu is telling us something more according to the Rambam. It's saying that you have to have the potential through the kinyan chalifin to be able to write the shtar, because kinyan chalifin is a kinyan das. So without having the potential to write a shtar through the kinyan chalifin, you're going to be missing something in the very nature of kinyan chalifin itself. So the Rav wanted to suggest that maybe the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid about Edekiyim revolves around this issue as well. We know that ein davar shaver prachas mishnayim, that for getting the kiddushin you need to aid them. You need a dekiyum to be there at the time of the kiddushin, to be there at the time of the gittin. So maybe we can suggest, according to the Ravid, the reason why chalifin requires a dekiyum is because kinyan chalifin is a haknoa midas. It's all kinyan das. Because the essence of the kinyan is the das. It's not that there are two separate elements here. There's a maisa kinyan and there's das kinyan. No. The whole kinyan is kinyan das. The mice is just is an indicator that there's das. It's a mechanism to show us the das. But the kinyan is kol kulo das. So maybe that's why the Ravid holds that you need to weigh them on this kinyan. Just like in davishar erbrachas mishnayim, you'll need to weigh them on this kinyan as well. Because whenever you need a higher level of das, whenever you need a das alimta, that's the lashon Rabbi Shechter likes to use. Whenever you need a das alimta, you need a dekim. So the Ravid claims chalifin is a case where you need das alinta because it's a kinyan das. The whole thing is a kinyan of das. But just one second, we said the Rambam also agrees. The Rambam says there's no kinyan by a katan because chalifin is a kinyan das. That's why it doesn't work by a katan. So why does the Rambam hold you don't need das by kinyan chalifin? Right? The answer is, of course, both the Rambam and the Ravid, according to this approach, both the Rambam and the Ravid assume that chalifin is a kinyan das. It's special because it has all these exceptions. It's konen b'kli afal b'shem b'shav v'pruta. It's amanas v'hachzir. So even the Rambam holds that chalifin is a kinyan das. Aye, but he says that you don't need to aid him. That's a detail. The Rambam holds that the only time that you need to aid him to create the das alimta is by davar sheva erva. Ein davar sheva erva b'chaz mishnayim. That's where this exeris hakosuv, davar davar, we learn from Mammon, right? Al pishnei edim yakum davar, because of sefer... Dover, right? It's exeris hakosu. You need edekiyim by dover sheva erva. So by dover sheva erva, there's exeris hakosu. That's where the Rambam holds that das alimta requires to wait. But the Rambam can say even if kinyan chalifin requires a das alimta, but it's not das alimta of dover sheva erva. It's a different das alimta. It's a das alimta of kinyanim. So even if it needs a higher level of das, it's not so high. There are different gradations of das. Right? Dover sheva erva, the Rambam holds is higher than kinyanim. The Ravid equates the two. The Ravid says the das of Davish of Erva and the das of Kenyan Sudar, is similar. The das of all other Kenyanim is lower. But Davish of Erva and Chalipin have similar levels of das. That's why the Ravid says that Kenyan Chalipin as well requires Eidei Kenyan. The Rambam can agree with the Ravid to say that the Kenyan Chalipin is a Kenyan das, but he's not going to jump so far as to say that you'll need Eidei Kenyan for Kenyan Chalipin. Why? Because he says that the issue of Kenyan Chalipin, the issue of Eidei Kenyan, the need for Eidei Kenyan, applies only for a das alimta of Dovah Sheber, because Eidei Dovah Sheber has Mishnah. So for a detail, a very important detail, right, an important reason, the Rambam will disagree with the Rambam about Eidei Kenyan, but they could agree fundamentally. Right? They might agree fundamentally, they might agree about Katan. Right? There are two issues we spoke about here, Eidei Kenyan and Katan. The Rambam and the Ravid both agree by Katan that there's no Kenyan Chalipin by a Katan because Katan is Lav and Eidei Kenyan, but they'll argue about Eidei Kenyan because the Rambam will say that Dovah Sheber Erva is different than Kenyanim. Even though they both require a Das Alimta, but the Das Alimta of Dovah Sheber Erva is higher. So because it's higher, the rule of Eidei Kenyan, the need for Eidei Kenyan only exists by Dovah Sheber Erva. And the Ravid would say, no, why should I distinguish? You need Das Alimta by Chalipin, you need Das Alimta by Dovah Sheber Erva. Das Alimta equals Das Alimta. Why should I distinguish between different levels? So that's why the Ravid will say that you need Eidei Kenyan by Kenyan Chalipin as well. Okay, this is the idea that the Rav suggested. He was very fond of explaining the Rambam and the Ravid in this way. Tomorrow we're going to expand a little bit on our discussion. Look at some of the other Rambams and Ravids that I gave you. If you look at another Machlokas Rambam and Ravid about the Shicharav and Eved Knaini, you'll see that it's not so pashut. This idea, very beautiful idea that the Rav suggested, it's not so pashut that this is the pshat in the Rambam and the Ravid. Maybe we'll have to work on it and suggest a little, and fine-tune it just a little bit, and to suggest another pshat in the Rambam and Ravid, and then we'll look further at some of the other nafkamina, some of the other issues that might hinge on this question as to whether Kenyan Chalipin is a formal act, it's just a formal Maaseh Kenyan, or it's viewed as a Kenyan das. Okay, we'll stop here.